Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you Dominican Dimensions, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective, featuring the friars from St. Patrick Church in Columbus. And now, Dominican Dimensions.
Welcome to the Dominican Dimension, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Boniface Endorf, and I'm a parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus. And I'm joined in the studio today by Father Steve Alcott, the pastor of St. Patrick's, and by the two other vicars, Father Jerome Zeiler and Father Charles Schunk. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So at times, the Catholic life can seem overwhelming. It seems that there's so much stuff that a good Catholic is called upon to do, to read Scripture, to know the Catechism, to do spiritual reading, to attend Mass as often as possible. There seems to be all these things drawing on the Catholic that he should do, endless devotions and whatnot. Well, how do we find balance in our own spiritual life? What are the principles by which we can start to organize our relationship with God and with his church and come to find what's truly important and what isn't? Any suggestions?
Father Jerome?
Okay. Yes, I think, you know, this is a question that people come to me often with when seeking spiritual direction in one form or another. And it's very much related to how can I deepen my spiritual life. And a lot of times when people think that, they immediately think, and rightly so, in a way, they think of, you know, in improving their prayer life. And prayer is definitely the foundation of everything, but it can be, yes, multiplication of prayers, you know. the rosary every day, which I highly recommend. I mean, I recommend that for every Catholic, basically. But, and then, like, novenas, which can be great. But, you know, a really helpful thing is to not just focus exclusively on prayer, but yes, as a way of obtaining balance and as a way of really deepening one's whole spiritual life, looking at it as a whole, I find very helpful what Father Boniface likes to call the four elements. yes, and I like to call the four pillars.
I said principles, by the way. Oh. We're getting lively here today.
Yeah. Okay. No, but there's four of them, and this is something that the Dominican laity really take up as, we could say, four principles or four elements that they look at continually. And it's based off our life, which as Dominicans, where, you know, we joined religious life for the same reason, to have a balanced spiritual life and to deepen our spiritual life. And there are, even in our own constitutions, it breaks up our whole life as religious into four principal components.
Some read it that way, but what are these four maxims?
You're whetting our appetite here, Father.
Yes.
Jerome.
Well, like, as I was going to...
We're looking for a list.
Yes, that's right.
And the first is...
Well, okay. There is a little complication, but, like, simplifying it for something that anyone could participate in, even if they're not a religious, there's four things you can look at. So the number one is... common life or I would say, in another way, fellowship with others, to look at that aspect. Now, this means different things. For me as a Dominican, it means really entering into the common life with my other friars. And to ask myself, am I entering into the common life fully? For someone who's not a religious, you'd look first to your family. You know, the family is the domestic church, as the Catechism says. There should be a spiritual life that the whole family really participates in, not just by going to Sunday Mass, but in other ways as well. And then also really being involved in the parish, but finding fellowship.
And I think this is really important, finding friends, people who share your faith and your values. This is why parents are so concerned with who their children's friends are, because our friends form us into who we are. They help shape us by our shared values. And in fact, our relationship to Jesus Christ is to be that of friendship, because we become like our friends, like Jesus. And so it's important to have friends who share your faith and will help you to live that faith. Mm-hmm. And that can't be overlooked in one's own spiritual life.
Mm-hmm. And the church is a mystical body of Christ. And the more one is fully in the church, the deeper one's spiritual life is, the more one is functioning as a member of the mystical body, receiving and giving to others in the mystical body. Think of like the blood just from the heart, you know, being, you know, coming in and flowing out. The deeper one's spiritual life is, the more one is participating as a member of the mystical body. And that's something to look at as you're looking for a balanced spiritual life and a deeper spiritual life, to ask yourself that question: am I functioning fully as God is calling me to, as a member of the mystical body, receiving from others and giving to others?
Yes. And, you know, this is true even for the very few people who are called to the solitary life, the life of a hermit, mm-hmm. you know. So to take the most extreme case, very few people are called to that life, but they are connected to the mystical body. You know, one of the mottos of the Carthusian order, the Carthusians live much of their life alone. And one of their mottos is, I'm going to get this wrong, but it's something like, alone, we are united to all. Something to that effect. I hope there's no Carthusians listening.
Probably unlikely.
Yeah. They
better not be.
So to see this first pillar, this first element that we're talking about, which is the common life, as something that is a spiritual reality as well as a social reality, right? So I'm united to the church as a mystical body, including the saints in heaven and the holy souls in purgatory, you know, so it's bigger than just, do I have an active social life in the church? You know,
yeah,
it's deeper than that.
Mm-hmm. So what about the second principle?
So the second principle, is prayer. You know, and when looking at prayer, one should ask, okay, is there in my daily life, do I incorporate prayer throughout my day, basically? And do I have a sustainable, yes, routine that that is a part of my daily life, basically? So I think people get that. We don't have to comment too much on that, but that's, prayer is the second principle. The whole foundation with God and with God is founded on that.
Absolutely. And that's the basis of the first element too, is that it's because of our friendship with Christ that we can have Christian friendship with other people. That first point is that unity in Christ, and that allows us to have the mystical unity with the other members of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. One thing I like to emphasize about prayer is that the two most important things about prayer are, is first, do it, mm-hmm. do it. And the second is, you can't do it, you know, because we can't really pray without the Holy Spirit, you know, and we never become experts at prayer. We're always kind of like little children babbling to God. And I think that's the proper spirit in which to approach prayer. Not, I'm going to master prayer, but I'm going to pray and I'm going to be bad at praying. But it's so important. You know, as G.K. Chesterton says, the most important things in life are worth doing badly, right? Prayer is so important that it's worth doing badly. So do it. You know, even if you think you're not good at it, just do it.
Yeah, and just doing it on a regular basis throughout your day, as Father Jerome was saying, I think of prayer sometimes as like if you're in a room and you've been working there a long time and it's getting kind of stuffy, then you just kind of open the window, assuming it's not super cold outside.
Right.
You open the window and you let in some fresh air. You realize there's a bigger world out there. There's just something greater outside, and we're opening that window to God throughout our day so that we never get too stifled or too too obsessed with just one thing, without bringing that into communication with God.
That's just one thing worth mentioning is we as Dominicans, all religious and priests, pray the Liturgy of the Hours, and it's based on the Acts of the Apostles when they came together at certain times of the day to sanctify different parts of the day. Now, most people are not going to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, but that principle of having, like, for example, the morning and the evening, a time in the morning, a time in the evening, a set time to pray, that's extremely helpful.
And a great help for that, if you don't have a habit of morning and evening prayer of some form, is the publication Munificat that has a daily mass readings and morning and evening prayers. And a daily reflection. And that's a great way to just use that as your morning and evening prayer. And then you don't have to get extremely creative. You can enter into the prayers that it has. And they're very solid.
Yes. The importance of set forms and set times. So set forms give us the words that we need, right? Because usually our brain, our mind is so distracted and, you know, throughout the day, we need that help of set forms, that is, texts, words to help us pray, and then set times throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Dominican Dimension, a half hour of lively discussion about Catholic issues from a Dominican perspective. My name is Father Boniface Endorf. I'm a parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus, and I'm joined in the studio today with Father Steve Alcott, the pastor of St. Patrick's Parish, and the two other parochial vicars, Father Jerome Seiler and Father Charles Schunk. We've been talking about the four bases that will help to balance your spiritual life, ways to help organize your relationship with Jesus Christ. We're now up to number three, the second half. So what is the third principle of a balanced spiritual life?
So the third principle is study, and basically that means really actively, intentionally pursuing a better understanding of your faith. So in our own formation as Dominicans to be priests and religious, Dominican priests and religious, we study for several years, and there are three parts of our studies to help us understand sacred scripture, to help us understand systematic theology, but the doctrinal teaching of the church, and then moral theology. Now, one resource, again, I recommend this all the time, but I think the best single resource that every lay Catholic has, and it's just an incredible gift by the church, is the Catechism. I would recommend to every Catholic an intentional trying to read the Catechism, basically, as one resource for helping to understand your faith.
And there's plenty of opportunities to learn more about your faith. There's St. Gabriel Radio and its programming will help you learn more about your faith. There's whatever adult catechesis programs there are at your local parish. There's websites, such as if your parish has a subscription to the Formed website, there's a lot of video programming there that you can watch. So there's lots of opportunity to learn about your faith, to learn more about what Jesus revealed to his church and to us, and to take advantage of all that, because it will help your own prayer life. It'll help you to know Jesus more and therefore to love him more.
Yeah, and study is something that is not just something you do to get to a certain point and then kind of burn your textbooks like some students want to do. Study should be an ongoing part of your life. You know, till the very end of your life, you should be always learning. I just found that in my own life. When I was studying for the priesthood at our house of studies, even though the classes were great, I thought to myself sometimes, wow, 7 years? I've already been in school since kindergarten up to college and another 7 years. But now that I've finished my initial formation, it's a real beautiful thing just to be able to pick up a book when I want to, not because I have to do an exam on it or write a paper on it, just because I really want to find something more out about this topic, or reread something I've already read. And that I find that really, as a priest, helps me to have something to give to other people when I'm preaching, when I'm teaching, or even sometimes in the confessional. But even for everyone, whatever your vocation is, I think ongoing study is so important.
Right. And you can see, you know, as we go through these four elements, four principles, you can see how they mutually... there's a debate about what we should call this: principles, elements, pillars. Anyway, you know, they mutually enrich each other, right? So my study enriches my prayer life, and my prayer life enriches my study, you know, so that my study doesn't become something dry and abstract, but helps me to get to know God, you know, and the more I know God, the more I love him. And by the same token with, you know, the principle of a fellowship, right? Fellowship will enrich my study because the people I know and talk to, they'll introduce me to new resources, and I will introduce them to new resources. So it all goes together.
Yes.
And it's important to think, study can sometimes take on a negative connotation from school, that it's things you're forced to read and because you'll be tested on them and you're going to get a grade. Don't think of it that way. Think of it as following up what excites you about the faith. What you find interesting, go explore that in the faith. Go to your parish library and find a book or any of these resources we mentioned. If you like history, start reading about church history. If you like the stories of the saints, look up the stories of the saints. Follow up what you're interested in and learn more about it, and it will help you in your own spiritual life.
People always ask me what really led me to be a Dominican, and I always mention where the real seeds for my own Dominican vocation were planted, and it was my mother seeing her get excited about the faith, and she was always reading and trying to better understand her faith. And she'd read books by Bishop Sheen. She loved Bishop Sheen. And listen to tapes from Bishop Sheen at the time, tapes. But like The Life of Christ, The Life is Worth Living, books like that, the spiritual books that deepened her understanding and excited her, and it deepened her whole spiritual life, and it gave her wisdom by which she viewed all of reality. It changed her whole, the lens through which she saw all of her daily experience and everything. That's what we mean. Not just academic study, but something that changes your whole view of everything, all of reality. So,
and it helps you to see with the eyes of faith, to learn the faith, so that it becomes the means by which you see the world. Just like I found it interesting that people from the same generation, they can quote lines from cartoons they saw as children, and they instantly know what each other mean. We should know our faith like that, where it becomes the thing we go to in our mind to understand things, because it's giving us a God's eye perspective on the world. It's helping us to grow in wisdom, and that just means to grow in faith and to come closer to Jesus Christ through the own associations our mind draws, because we've put into our mind the things of the faith.
Yeah, St. Paul talks about putting on the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, what a striking expression that is. And that's really... You know, and St. Thomas talks about faith as a share in God's knowledge of himself, So God is giving us a share in his own knowledge of himself. That's what we're talking about with study. You know, it's not just memorizing facts or what have you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a fourth point of light here, mm-hmm. element.
Point of light. That's
a fourth
it.
Reel. So what is that, Father Jerome?
So just by way of review, we had as the first one, common life, communal life, or fellowship. And according to one state in life, to draw from that, the prayer life as another element to look at, and study to deepen one's faith, one's understanding of the faith, was the third. And then the fourth is,
Apostolate.
Okay. we could say apostolate. Yes. Basically by that we mean, in what way is God calling you to give to others, to really, again, function works with the fellowship, functioning as a member of the mystical body of Christ? What is your particular role? We all have one, a way in which God is calling us daily to give back to others. We can have a particular one, several particular ones as well. But an image I always come back to, and which I like to share with others, is that of the Dead Sea. You know, the Dead Sea, why is it dead? It is dead. Like, it's there's very little life in the Dead Sea, and it has all the rivers of the Jordan River, a vibrant, flowing, beautiful river flowing into it constantly, but it's a Dead Sea because there's no outlet for that water. And I think
so it gets so salty that nothing can live there.
Yeah, that nothing can live there. And we all need to be fully alive, to have a full spiritual life. We need to give back to others, and we do that by way of an apostolate.
An outlet.
Yes, an outlet. Can take on different forms. People are called to different apostolates. It might be one of the spiritual works of mercy, helping instruct others, catechesis, sharing in the helping out with the RCIA or something. It could be a corporal work of mercy. I know a woman who was praying about this and was really inspired to do prison ministry, and it's the joy of her life, prison ministry, but apostolate of some kind.
And a good thing to do here is to look in your parish bulletin and see what are the different groups that meet in the parish, and that will give you idea of apostolates you can easily join in. And what these will do is they'll help form you in charity. They were called to love God first. That's the prayer and the study, to know and love God. But that should flow out into acts of charity so that we can also love like Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to have those outlets. And your parish is a good resource for apostolates that might suit your own talents and dispositions.
Yeah, and, you know, oftentimes our main apostolate is given to us by our state in life, you know, so if you're a husband and wife, then, you know, raising your children is going to be one of your main apostolates. But also to think about, you know, ways in which you can go out of your comfort zone, you know, or maybe train your family in, you know, being of service to the wider Christian community. I think that's important. Both to find what you enjoy doing for God and for others, but also to maybe attest yourself a little bit with something that you're not so comfortable with, because that can be a great blessing, and you can find that you can do more than you thought you could with God's help and with others' help.
Yeah, and the apostolate will then flow back into the other four pillars, four wheels, four elements. Four maxims, whatever you want to call
it. Light.
Points of light. Like when in your apostolate, you'll find reasons to maybe people you serve to pray for, and that feeds back into your prayer. You might come up with questions that you want to learn more about. Hmm. You might want to share some of the things you've had with the other members of your community or your family or the people that are your friends in the spiritual life. So these four, whatever you want to call them, really strengthen each other and make mm-hmm. a real unified, integrated balance that helps us
also,
all Christ.
Also important to living out these four bases or points of light is is a sacramental life. This falls under prayer, but to take part in the sacraments, the Sunday Mass or even daily Mass and frequent confession, because that gives us the grace to live out this balanced spiritual life.
With the apostolate, a really useful thing to think about is the works of mercy, mm-hmm. the spiritual works of mercy, the corporal works of mercy. I think probably that's a good way of getting ideas.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dominican Dimension. My name is Father Boniface Endorf, and I'm a parochial vicar at St. Patrick's Parish here in Columbus. I'm joined today by Father Steve Alcott, the pastor of St. Patrick's, and the other parochial vicars, Father Jerome Zeiler and Father Charles Schonk. Let us end in prayer. O light of the Church,
teacher of truth, rose of patience, ivory of chastity, freely you have poured forth the waters of wisdom, preacher of grace, unite us with the blessed. Amen.
Dominican Dimensions is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of Dominican Dimensions and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.